The Betrayal, The Regret, The Wholeness, Deliverance by The Devil Wears Prada. I want to die without regrets. For years, I had this very thought. For years, I'd wince when I thought it. Why? Because if I died, I would have died with regrets. Why are we driven toward this end-of-life peace? It's a common fear. It's why I've made many of the decisions in my life. Yet, why does it matter if at the very end we find peace with what's happened decades ago? I don't know that answer. That's not my purview. But I do know what regret feels like. You just know. And when regret is gone, you just know that, too. After I dropped my resignation letter into the mailbox, ending my 8-year run of inauthenticity, I stood there on the sidewalk in an altogether different universe than I'd inhabited seconds before. I was in the universe of integrity. I was one with the world again. And I just knew it. I knew I'd done what I was supposed to do. I couldn't justify it rationally. I had $200,000 in loans, was recently married, and gave up a $400,000 career. But I'd lived by practicality for so long and had lived inside regret for so many years that it didn't matter. I just knew leaving medicine was the next right step in my life. And that next right step rectified years of betrayal to my soul. If I'd accomplished anything, I was just who I was, again, at last, without regrets. Sunday night, my wife and I watched The Devil Wears Prada. And damn, I really enjoyed that movie. There's naivete, compromise, selling out, inauthenticity, conflict, reconciliation, and integrity. That movie has it all. Andrea, Anne Hathaway's character, is a wannabe journalist who believes she can shortcut her way to the writer's life by climbing the corporate ladder of the fashion world. At first, that shoe fits. But gradually, that compromise transforms her into the person she hates. Her boss, played mercilessly by Meryl Streep. Ultimately, though, she recognizes her mistakes, judges herself honestly, and embarks on her dream with no illusions of a career in fashion. Here's what resonated most for me. She only knows who she is after the mistake and after the compromise because of her failure to uphold her personal integrity. If she'd stayed in fashion, further compromising her soul, inevitable regret would await. We just know it for her. But when she commits to her authentic journalism calling, learning from her inauthenticity, she carries with her the full weight of her identity, including her mistakes. And as the film closes, Andrea is mature, whole, and regret-free. We just know it. The whole ordeal has made her. Therein lies our best shot at a life without regrets. We know we will make mistakes. We expect we will have regrets. We will have the opportunity to use our regrets as fuel to restore wholeness to our lives. Then, wiser, the whole ordeal will have been worth it, and we can earn our end-of-life peace. If you'd like to support my show or get this writing out to somebody else who would like to hear it or maybe needs to hear it, I don't know if anybody does. Feels good for me to write it. The best way to help me is by commenting on anything I do. If you see one of my articles, commenting on an article, sharing it on social media, sharing a review on the podcast site that you listen to this podcast on, all of those things help me immensely, and they are much appreciated. Again, as always, thanks for listening, and let's go live a life we love.